Let's celebrate Ganesha's birthday. Hi, I'm Maya. I love to go on fun adventures in India with my brother, Neil.
Hi, I'm Neil. We live in Chicago. We just landed in Mumbai to celebrate Ganesha's birthday. Come join us.
Hi, I'm Jindu, the squirrel. I love to join my friends on their trips.
This is a map of India. India is a big country. It has many states, languages, festivals, and dances. Do you see the red star on the map? That is Mumbai. People in Mumbai celebrate Ganesha's birthday with a big festival. A lot of people in Mumbai speak a language called Marathi. On a beautiful morning, Maya, Neil, and Chintu arrive at their friend Aparna's house in Mumbai. Aparna lives with her grandparents. And Marathi, grandmother is called Aji, and grandpa is called Ajoba. Aparna is very excited to see her friends and gives them big hugs. Aji says, "Kids, you are just in time for Ganesha's 10-day birthday celebration. The first day is called Ganesh Chaturthi. Who is Ganesha, Aji?" the kids ask. Aji smiles. She opens her big book of Ganesha stories and reads to them. Who is Ganesha? Some people in India pray to Ganesha as a god. Ganesha has the head of an elephant and a fun pot belly. Look carefully at his tusks. Can you tell one is shorter than the other? People believe Ganesha is the son of God Shiva and goddess Parvati. He also has a brother named Kartik. Ganesha loves to eat a yummy dessert called Modak. It has a fun shape. Ganesha rides a mouse. People believe Ganesha takes their troubles away. Ganesha's mouse helps them travel to every little corner of the world to help people. Ganesha's elephant head. One day, Parvati was getting ready for a bath. She needed someone to guard the place. She made a beautiful boy out of clay and magically put life to him. This little boy was Ganesha. Shiva came to meet Parvati. Shiva and Ganesha did not know each other. Ganesha stopped the mighty Shiva from going inside. Shiva became very angry. They got into a fight and Shiva accidentally hurt Ganesha in the head. Shiva felt very bad for Ganesha and promised to get him a new head. Shiva was determined to find Ganesha a new head. After looking for a long time, Shiva found a beautiful head of an elephant. He placed it on Ganesha's neck. Because Ganesha was so brave, Shiva also asked everyone to pray to Ganesha for good luck. Today is Ganesha Chaturthi. Aparna explains the next morning, "Let's get a Ganesha statue to celebrate his birthday." Aparna and Aji take the kids on a double-decker bus ride. All of Mumbai is preparing for the festival. They see a massive structure with colorful decorations. This is called a mandap. Aparna explains, "This is where they will put a big Ganesha statue." "How big is a statue if it needs such a big house?" Neil wonders. The bus arrives at a big workshop. It is a magical place. They see rows and rows of Ganesha statues in many poses. Some are dancing, some are sitting down, some are tiny, some are very tall. Workers are busy with the statues. Some are mixing clay. Some are making the shape of the statues. Some are painting the statues. Aparna buys a smaller statue for their home. They're all very excited. Chintu claps his hands with joy and then they head back home. Ajoba meets them back home. He decorates the table with pretty flowers, lamps, and colorful lights. He then carefully places the Ganesha statue in the middle. "Did you know Ganesha is considered to be very smart?" he asks. "Let me tell you how Ganesha won a race simply by being smart," Aji says. The kids can't wait to hear the story. Ganesha wins a race. Once Ganesha and his brother Karthik were fighting over a precious fruit. They both wanted to eat it. Well, to help decide who would get to eat it, they went to their parents, Shiva and Parvati. Their parents gave them a challenge. They told them to race around the world 3 times. The winner of the race would win the fruit. Karthik immediately climbed his ride, a peacock. He flew away at a fast pace. Ganesha was in trouble. His ride, a mouse, couldn't keep up with Karthik's fast-flying peacock. Instead, he came up with a clever idea. He started to run around his parents. Shiva and Parvati were confused. They asked Ganesha why he was running around them. Ganesha replied with a smile, "My parents are like my whole world, so if I run around you, it is as if I ran around the whole world." Shiva and Parvati were very impressed. They declared Ganesha was the winner. The next morning, the kids dress up in fancy clothes. They come across the street with dancers and drummers. This dance is called Lezen. The drum is called Dol Tasha, Aparna explains. The drums are loud and powerful. The dancers are energetic, twisting, turning, and bouncing. The kids even try out a few dance moves. They love it. "Are you ready for a really cool adventure?" Aparna asks. Her eyes shine with excitement. "Yes!" Maya, Neil, and Chintu scream. Aparna takes them to a massive hall. It is packed with people. Maya, Neil, and Chintu's jaws drop. "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" Neil shakes his head to see if he is dreaming. In front of them is a Ganesha statue. That is 2 houses tall. "This place is called Lalbagh Charaja," Aparna explains. Sound of drums, bells, and chants fill the air. Maya and Neil look around and wonder. "Yes, the coolest adventure so far," Maya whispers. A few days later, they see Ajoba and Aki wrapping up the statue. "What is happening?" Maya asks. 10 days of celebration are over. It is time to put the statue in water. This is called Visarjan," Ajoba explains. "Gampati Bapa Moria," Aparna cheers. "This is what you say as you take the statue for Visarjan," Aparna explains. "It means, may Ganesha bless us. Gampati Bapa Moya." Everyone cheers together and they head out. Maya and Neil cannot believe their eyes. The street is packed with people carrying statues. Some are small, some are very, very big. People are clapping, dancing, and singing Gumpa-di-ba-pa-moria. People and Chintu hops onto the statue and sings as well. After a long walk, they arrive at the beach.
They see people putting statues in the water. They walk along among them and put their statue in as well. It is a bittersweet moment. The clay of the statue mixes with water, the princess says. People believe when this happens, Kanesha goes back to his parents' house in the mountains.
Wow, that was one amazing adventure, Maya says. Yes, we had so much fun celebrating Ganesha's birthday, Neil says. Chintu nods. It is a happy squirrel dance. We cannot wait for our next adventure. I wonder where that will be. We hope you can join us then, Maya, Neil, and Chintu say. Until then, namaste.